every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome into this week's edition of Real Golf Radio. We appreciate you joining us here. Follow us online at Real Golf Radio on social. You can also search Golf Radio on X at Real Golf is where you can find us and download us where your favorite podcasts are found as well. U.S. Amateur is going on at Olympic Club. Just makes you think about some of the great venues in golf. We'll talk about that, plus the FedEx Cup playoffs roll into week two. Lots of decisions get made by the end of this week, including those who automatically qualify for Team USA to represent the country in the upcoming Ryder Cup match at Bethpage Black in New York. We are, what, just a little over a month away from that, Bob.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked a lot last week about the Ryder Cup. We'll continue to pour through that. And I'm curious if what you've seen so far from the end of last weekend through this week, if it's changed your mind at all about some of the players we discussed.
Yeah, I kind of think it has, just simply from the standpoint of who's been playing better in the last little bit, you know, the end of the tour, maybe from the Scottish Open or British Open on, as we get closer to the playoffs, those last couple of events coming into the playoffs, and now through almost two events in the playoffs. So
yeah, well, this is it. And I'll tell you what, if you're keeping score at home, there are a lot of Europeans that are playing some pretty darn good golf right now. I mean, you see what Robert McIntyre did. He dropped a little 62 in the opening round. Tommy Fleetwood, he couldn't finish off another one. I mean, and Tommy Fleetwood Nation is beside themselves. But look, Tommy doesn't run from a fight. There he is. Bam. Right back, putting his nose in there with an opening round 65. Scottie Scheffler's the world number one. Victor Hovland wants to get on that Ryder Cup match. And Bob Casper said he was not sure about Ben Griffin, and Ben Griffin goes out and shoots 67 in the first round. So he's wanting to go out there and say, I got two dubs here, Bob. I got two dubs, and I'm ready to be that guy for this Team USA.
Well, and Rory finally showed up again.
Well, I mean, literally just showed up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. So there's that. And I know for both of us, we weren't too keen on seeing Justin Rose and those fist pump bombs that he was making in that Sunday. But I love Justin Rose. Hats off. If it's not Ryder Cup, I love Justin Rose. We'll talk about it all next on this week's edition of Real Golf Radio.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylo's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss.
Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BILL for an extra 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code BILL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BILL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BILL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertresort.com where you can book your stay and play, and you can also learn more about exclusive real estate opportunities available at Utah's all-new resort, Black Desert Resort in St. George, hosting the PGA Tour's Bank of Utah Championship at Black Desert coming up later in October. And you can find out more about that at blackdesertevents.com. I got to check. I think they actually have a Bank of Utah website as well. And pretty cool to see Bank of Utah step up and sponsor that one. But yeah, so much going on. Hospitality tickets and all kinds of good stuff available for the PGA Tour stop. Utah's PGA Tour stop at Black Desert coming up in October. So, Bob, we left off. We got to talk about Ryder Cup. We're going to talk about a bunch of things. We're going to talk about some venues and have some fun. But let's give Justin Rose a little bit of due here. Like, how good was that? Justin Rose, okay, let's just go back to the year that has been Justin Rose. He's 45 years young. Correct. He goes in there and he just keeps grinding at Augusta. And he finds himself with a final round to remember, and he gets into a playoff with Rory McIlroy. And destiny, Bob, destiny is right there at the doorstep of, I don't know where I'm going, but I am like, I'm like a little amped up. I promise I'm not like drinking anything this morning. But anyway, that was a little Seabiscuit drop. But hey, so he's right there with Rory. Yeah. Rory's got a comfortable pairing. Justin said, look, if it's not going to be me, I'm glad it was Rory. And Rory completed the Kerr Grand Slam and got that elusive green jacket. But there was Justin Rose, gracious as could be, and another missed opportunity. He's been there before, and it's just slipped away. Okay, so then you get him again, like all the way here in the playoffs.
Correct.
And there he is with Tommy Fleetwood, who is still searching, heartbreakingly searching, for that elusive PGA Tour victory. And you thought, is he going to get it done? Who's it going to be? Is he going to be the guy? And then all of a sudden, Justin Rose, birdie. I mean, it was unbelievable what he did. And there's his old pal, Tommy Fleetwood, sitting there going, really? You helped Rory along to accomplish his dreams, but you're going to steal them right away from me.
What about me?
You know, it's kind of crazy to watch that whole thing transpire, especially it was almost like it was meant to be for Justin Rose, because the 18th hole in regulation play, he hits a drive, pulls a little bit left. Oh. It just barely carries the water and just barely stays out of the penalty area. And just barely gives him enough room for a stance, and then he hits a phenomenal shot into the green. But, you know, had that thing bounced a little harder and jumped a little left, we wouldn't be having this discussion.
Right.
And J.J. Spahn would have been the champion. But to see those guys, especially Justin Rose, win that golf tournament, and J.J. Spahn get in another playoff like he did with Rory at the Players' Championship, and then also to be able to get a win at the U.S. Open. This kid is playing some phenomenal golf. He locked up his chances at the Ryder Cup, moving into the number two position, locked up his chances through the rest of the playoffs. He is having a phenomenal and a career year for him.
Yeah, no question about it. You mentioned J.J. Spahn. Like, you thought it was going to be Fleetwood. Fleetwood, 63-64. Okay, 63-64.
Yeah.
And by the way, opens up this week with 65. I mean, the guy is playing some phenomenal golf. He goes 69-69 on the weekend. Justin Rose, 64-66, but goes 67-67 on the weekend.
Correct.
And I mean, you look at that, it's insane. J.J. Spahn went 65-65.
65-65 on the weekend.
I mean, Cam Young dropped a 64 on Sunday. I mean, nice to see him playing. Well, Cam Young is probably made himself a candidate for. He's going to be on the Ryder Cup team.
Yeah, he'll be on the Ryder Cup team.
He's finally got his first win. Now he's playing good on the weekend. So, you know, you look at that. Scottie Scheffler is the world number one. He goes 65-67 on the weekend. So you're talking about Justin Rose beating a world-class field. You got the reigning PGA and Open champion and the reigning U.S. Open champion. Think about that. Three of the four major winners sitting at second and third. And then you got Justin Rose, who won the U.S. Open back in 2013 at Marion, who is the eventual winner. And I'll tell you, back to I actually love and appreciate Justin Rose for the grace that he shows in defeat, for the gentleman that he's been, for the work ethic that he continues to display into his later years. And it's awesome. I love to see that come through. Now, the caveat is you're texting me going, this is a little too close to the Ryder Cup to be seeing those Justin Rose fist bumps.
I don't mind it right now. I don't mind seeing that fist pump, you know, that you see him do whenever he makes a big putt or whenever he makes a putt in a Ryder Cup or whatever. I don't mind it right now. I will mind it in about 4 or 5 weeks, but I don't mind it right now.
You know, he's got a pretty good one. It's not an uppercut like Tiger throws the haymaker. He just sets the fist at a 90-degree angle and just holds it there and gives it a little bit of a snarly stare. You know, and almost like he holds it there as if he's holding a fistful of roses, you know, for Team Rose. But yeah, no, I mean, who can forget all of the great putts that he's made in Ryder Cups past, you know, especially the heartbreaking, you know, what he make it from about two counties away on Phil Mickelson on the 17th hole
on
in Medina.
The 17th. Yeah, Medina.
Ooh,
yeah.
My word. Justin Rose. So little hats off to him. J.J. Spahn. Look, I didn't think J.J. was going to miss that putt, by the way.
I didn't either. But
he's kind of got a reputation for making those putts. And then
absolutely. But it was almost a, I don't know. It seemed like it was almost a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And he didn't hit a good strike on his putt. It was left the whole way to start with. And unfortunately missed it. But you know what? I'll tell you what. Second in the Players, second in the first playoff event, win the U.S. Open. And he's still playing, and he's playing the Ryder Cup. Yeah. He's having a phenomenal year.
Give me your thoughts on Tommy Fleetwood. I know there's a lot of people that love Tommy Fleetwood. He's hard not to like, right? Even in defeat of the Ryder Cup, you had to laugh at the Mollywood stuff that he had going on. I mean, the guy just seems like the kind of lad you'd want to hang out with, right? I mean, just to go hang and just play some golf, and he's got this amazing golf swing. He only stands about, you know, 2'6" or something out there and weighs about 75 pounds, and he just is awesome. And so you love a guy like Fleetwood. How do you keep bouncing back? Like, and how about the fact that he spent time with Damon Hack after another close
sure.
loss?
Sure. Yeah, Tommy Fleetwood is a great golfer and a great player. He's won over in Europe many times. He has just not won here in the United States. Another guy that didn't win in the United States was Colin Montgomery. But Tommy Fleetwood is knocking on the door, and he's knocked on the door a couple of times this year so far. It's almost like I said with J.J. Spahn, the moment gets a little too big for him, and he has a hard time. Hartford, you know, he's standing in the middle of the fairway. He comes up just a little bit short on the front fringe, and Keegan Bradley hits it in there about 10 feet left of the hole. And, you know, the only thing – oh, excuse me, he was below the hole about 6 feet. The only thing he couldn't do was three putt at the moment. And he had, what, 40 feet coming up the hill? And he leaves it short on the same line that Keegan's on and then misses that putt. So, like I said, the moment became a little bit too big for him. Then he's got a two-shot lead, and he's coming down the stretch. And again, the moment becomes a little bit too big for him, and he misses the playoff.
Okay, so wait. I hear what you're saying. I get, and I think you're spot on with Keegan. I don't know if I agree with the second part this last week. I think Justin Rose just flat out took it from him.
Oh, I agree. But he still had a chance. Standing on the 16th hole in the middle of the fairway, hitting it to the right of the green, and then he himself said, I probably shouldn't have lofted it. I probably should have bumped it and into the bank and tried to run it down the green to the hole and give myself a birdie putt. He lofted it and went past the hole off the green and was very fortunate to get it up and down from that point. So that was a huge hole where everybody's making eagles and birdies, and he walks away with a par. He gave up a shot there that cost him an opportunity to win the golf tournament.
And meanwhile, Justin Rose was taking advantage of the opportunity.
Absolutely.
So this is the 43rd top 10 finish of Tommy Fleetwood's PGA Tour career. He's wow. played 162 events. So that now makes him, and I think it has been for a minute, the most of any player without a win on tour since 1983.
Ooh.
43 top 10s, no dubs, most without a win since 1983. That's man, that's brutal. And as we mentioned, notable Cam Young after winning at Wyndham, cards the low round of the final round there with that 664. So pretty exciting tournament. Hope the rest of the playoffs continue this way. And then that leads us right into what is sure to be a showdown at Bethpage for this year's Ryder Cup. We will take a break. Rory McIlroy says he doesn't think it's possible to be a successful playing captain. Was that gamesmanship or a little bit of advice for Captain Keegan? We'll talk about that and more next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Good to be with you here on Real Golf Radio. So, sorry, just to leave off, we were talking about Tommy Fleetwood. Do you feel like it is going to be a matter of time? Or you dropped Colin Montgomery's name in there, which, of course, we know the history of Monty,
yeah.
Which I hate to see the same fate befall Tommy Fleetwood because, you know, he's such, like I say, so likable. Do you think it's inevitable at this point? It's just a matter of time? Or do you think all this is piling up some scar tissue that's going to be difficult to overcome at best?
I think inevitable. It's just a matter of time before he becomes a champion on the PGA Tour. And once he does, then I think he'll win a few more after that. But, you know, all this that he's going through, he's learning a little bit more. He's done it on, like I said, the European Tour, but it seems like it's been a while since he's been able to close the deal and get it done. So having said that, when he does on the PGA Tour and breaks through that point, I think he'll probably get a few more.
I don't feel like he's just a choker that doesn't look like he can get it done, right? He reminds me a little bit more of Tony when he just, even though he'd had a win, like, when's Tony Finau gonna win again? And then it finally clicked, and he went 6 times in 24 months or something like that, right?
Right.
So I kind of feel like, you know, maybe Fleetwood could have a similar kind of outbreak at some point in time. Let's talk Ryder Cup. You saw, you mentioned Rory's back, and means he's back in the media center as well. And during his media session, he asked about the playing captain, and he just said that he basically said he's been approached about the idea of something like that happening in the near future, and would he be interested? And he said no. Straight away, shut it down, not going to do it, and asked why. He says, I don't think it's possible. And he went on to explain that there's just so much media, there's so much time and attention diverted from what you need to be doing inside the ropes, that it would be very difficult to do both, and he doesn't want to take that on. I'm just wondering, hearing his thoughts, what do you think, and then does that change your feelings at all about Captain Keegan possibly being a player as well?
You know, Captain Keegan's at a tipping point right now where he's got to decide one way or the other, because simply from the standpoint, yes, back in June, he won the Hartford and was playing some great golf at that point in time, but his results have not been good as of late. And because of that, I think that Captain Keegan will probably not pick himself to be a playing captain. And I would applaud him for that choice.
So you agree with Rory?
Well, I agree with Rory because it's going to be extremely difficult. Now, if Keegan Bradley had come into the playoffs having won more recently and putting up some better scores and having some better results with top tens and that kind of thing, then I would think that he would possibly pick himself. But since he hasn't, I don't think he will.
Okay. Again, I'll reiterate my take that I gave last week, and I think I've done it before. Mm-hmm. The enormity of what he would be taking on,
yes,
is a lot. Like, being the young captain that he is already an enormous weight. And Rory also pointed out that maybe 20 years ago he could have done it. But the Ryder Cup itself has gotten so big,
yes,
that he just doesn't see it as a feasible option right now. So back to my take, Arnold Palmer, 63, that's one thing. He's yes. Arnold Palmer. He's the king. Keegan Bradley.
Different time, though.
Again, agreed.
Yeah.
Going along with that statement, but also different stature of player.
Yes.
If Arnold Palmer in 1963 decides he's going to play, well, he didn't decide. That was back when you just earned your spot. Mm-hmm. He was a top 12 player. Now, you didn't get captain's picks back then. He made it on the team, and he was also happened to be the captain that year. So he played. But when someone like Arnold Palmer plays, And if it didn't go well, which if it did, then it's hard to get on Arnold Palmer too much. If you're Keegan Bradley, with the way things are today, and you pick yourself, a lot of people question, hey, why is Keegan Bradley the captain in the first place? well, we've gone over this for the last year yes. here on Real Golf Radio.
Yes.
And he was literally the only, I think, decent choice to be the Ryder Cup captain. Process mm-hmm. of elimination. We went through it. So, if you're Keegan Bradley, though, this is, you've been given an incredible opportunity. And you do not want that pain and that weight and all of that sort of the results. If it doesn't go your way, you don't want that. I don't want that for him.
No, not at all.
I think Keegan is awesome. And he is sort of breathing new life into this USA team that's just gotten their butts kicked so many times. And I just think that I don't want to see Keegan take on something that would end up falling and being a weight and then tarnish some of that Ryder Cup reputation. I don't want to distinguish any of the flame that burns so brightly inside Keegan, even after he got snubbed by Zach Johnson, right, a couple of years ago. So having said that, I agree with what you're saying. I do think that I think he's a good option. I think if he were he not the captain, I would say he is one that should be picked. But given that he is the captain – at this state and his current form, I think you pass. I think you stick to what you've been called to do and go out and get her done.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, you look at how these rankings are stacking up, and Scotty and JJ Spahn and Xander Schauffele are qualified. They are those three are set in stone right now.
By the way, you feeling good about our top three?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think Xander Schauffele is one that's a little skeptical, but listen, he's there because of what he did last year with the PGA Championship and the Open Championship. And even though he has been hurt a little bit this year, his results are starting to show a little bit better. And I think he can get up for this Ryder Cup. Now, the next three, Russell Henley, Bryson DeChambeau, and Harris English. I think Bryson's in there. Bryson's locked. And whether he makes it on points or whether he has to be a captain's pick, Bryson is locked. Simply from the standpoint of that golf course, you and I played that course, what, September of last year? That golf course is a beast. It is a long, long golf course. And the more guys that we can have in there that are playing well and that are high in the points, that hit the ball a long ways, the better it's going to be for us. Because, of course, we get to set up the golf course the way we want to set it up. And you can bet that Captain Keegan Bradley and will be setting it up so that it benefits the U.S. side. Scotty doesn't hit it short. JJ Spahn doesn't hit it short. Xander doesn't hit it short. Bryson doesn't hit it short. Harris English doesn't hit it short. Russell Henley in the top six is probably the shortest of the bunch. Then Justin Thomas doesn't hit it short. Colin Morikawa hits it adequate. Ben Griffin hits it adequate. And then you've got three more that you have to pick if you go chalk on the 7, 8, and 9 spot. And three more you have to pick. And so you got to pick some guys that hit a long ways and that are playing some great golf right now, like Cameron Young and Chris Goddard. And then I don't know who else you put in there for the 12th guy.
Definitely some choices to be made. By the way, I've been pretty down on Patrick Cantlay. Do you know what his Ryder Cup record is, by the way?
He's a winner in Ryder Cup.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a really good Ryder Cup record. Yeah, I want to say it's... Is he 5-2-1 in the team? And he's... I think maybe he's undefeated in the singles. I had it up in front of me, but I don't have it right now. Sorry, I hate to even bring it up when I don't have it right in front of me. But the point is he's... The Patty Ice side of him and the record kind of speaks for itself. I just don't love the Hatgate thing.
I know.
I don't love the attitude that was kind of going behind it all. And yet you look at that and you go, man, that's a record you probably want to have on your team, right? At some point in time, you got to go, look, we need guys that have had success, especially in a season where, you know, where it's been a struggle for American players. Okay, here he is, 15-6-1. Sorry, he's 15-6-1 in team competitions.
There you go.
So that's with...
That's stacked a lot on the winning side. A lot. 15-6-1? Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's both Presidents and Ryder.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
But still, he plays well and he performs well in a team and also match play competition.
5-2-1 at the Ryder Cup.
5-2-1. See, there you go.
I mean, that's
5 points, 5.5 points against 2 points. That's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not bad. It's hard. It would be hard not to pick him with what he's done in the past. And who do you play him with? You play him with Xander Schauffele, who's his buddy.
And let those guys rekindle it, even though neither of them have had a great season.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The problem is you put them out there based on past performance and they don't have a good showing. Then you're going to be like, well, why didn't we pick the guy? We've done this in the past. Now we're getting to the good old boys network. Everything we wanted to break up and we were supposed to go with current form and neither of these guys had current form and you put them out there. But see what I mean? Like, it's such a hard... That's where I go back to the captain thing, man. You've got to be locked. You've got to be locked in or you're going to get second guess to Tuesday, man.
Well, he's going to have some good help with former Ryder Cup captains and the guys that have been through the fire in a Ryder Cup before. He's going to have some great help with his vice captains. You know, my dad always says that, you know, rookies have done extremely well in the Ryder Cup on U.S. soil.
Yeah.
My dad has always said, if you got a rookie, you know what? You might even want to pair them up together and throw them out there and let them get in the fire. And that's what he did in 79. He put Lanny Watkins and
Larry Nelson.
Larry Nelson. He put them together and just let them go. And they won every point together. So having said that, almost the same could be said for Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele. Because you're not expecting a lot out of them. Just throw them together and let them go and see if... The enormity of the situation, they've been through it before, they've been on teams before, they've played individual before, he's got a great record, he's won 5.5 points, Cantlay has, and Xander's won points as well. Let him go get it.
I agree. I think these are the point in time where you've got to start looking at pairings too. By the way, remember I told you Justin Thomas was going to be really close to slipping into the number six spot? He's now like 990 points or something like that away from Harris English. So depending on how he does this week. But regardless,
Harris English has won recently, so he's in there.
He
finished second in the Open Championship.
And you're not going to bump a guy that made it inside the top six all the way till the final week, and he drops to seventh, and you're going to cut him? Like, that's pretty low. I don't think that's going to happen. So, again, like I said last week, I think the top nine are in. You know, so now you got to start looking and say, not only do we pick Keegan or who's it going to be, but you got to start thinking about pairings. Right.
Yes.
So you got Scotty, JJ, Xander, Russell, Bryson, and Harris. You got those guys. Like, who are you going to pair with them? Like, what do the pairings start to look like? Because six are in. So you're sort of stuck with the guys you got there. So now you've got to go, hey, who's my best players? Let's do some chalk down to nine. I get that. But now who are we pairing guys with? You putting Ben Griffin with Harris English or JJ Spahn? You know, you got all those different rookie combinations you just talked about, or do you need to have some, you know, and who plays similar golf balls, who plays similar styles of game? All of those kind of things are factors that you have to consider when you start putting the rest of these three players together, because while you want the hottest players, you also need some congruency and some things that are going to gel and put a team atmosphere together that can hang with the Europeans that have their amazing team atmosphere and go out there and get a dub. All right, we're up against a break. We'll take a short one. We'll come back and continue the conversation. Plus, U.S. Amateur being played this week at Olympic Club, one of the cathedrals of the game the USGA talks a lot about. What are your cathedrals of the game? Bob, we're going to talk about that as well as we continue here. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
At Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, the new Titleist T-Series irons have arrived. The new T-Series irons have a new seamless design and solid forged feel, delivering improved distance, closer proximity to the hole, and confidence to hold the green. Swing by Uinta Golf to be the first to test drive the new Titleist T-Series irons. Trusted by golfers since 1971 and home of the legendary 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Get there!
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried & Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars. 5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you right here on the show. Thanks for joining us and talking a little Ryder Cup, talking some FedEx Cup playoffs as well. Mentioned the U.S. Amateur. I want to get to that, but let me get your final picks here. I know we've got some weeks before he has to make the final picks, but give me three picks. Let's stick with our nine. Give me three picks right now, and I'm going to take Keegan out of the mix. I think.
Hey, I agree. I agree.
Based on what we talked about, I was in for Keegan playing, and I, you know what? This is the thing that kind of stinks for him, isn't it? He's 10th. He didn't make it last year. This year, he works himself into it this year. And then all of a sudden, he has to basically give himself the Zach Johnson phone call. That's the really crutch of it, right?
Yeah, otherwise, but don't be sad playing for him because he's the freaking captain.
No, I am not sad. Well, yeah, but everybody wants to play.
Yeah, but you kind of understand that when you're chosen to be the captain, you're the head of the team.
Yeah.
And if you can make it on points, or you're playing extremely good golf to where you're up in the top 8 or 9, mm-hmm, then that's one thing. But you won earlier in the year. You're not playing your best golf right now. Maybe it's weighing on him a little bit.
That's what I think.
That decision.
Yeah.
And you know what? Don't do it. Don't do it. Pass on the opportunity to pick yourself and play and get and stack the team. It gives you another guy.
I get that. So, and Rory's point too was, if you're the captain, you can't be out on the golf course all day. So you're probably limiting yourself to one session a day at best.
Correct.
So why not pick a guy that you'd have more flexibility? So if he gets hot in the morning, you can play him again in the afternoon. I thought that was a pretty good comment. Okay, so yes, it was, if Keegan's out of there, that jumps us to 11. Maverick McNealy, Andrew Novak, and Brian Harman is chalk. Cameron Young coming up quick, right? Right now, I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to go Cameron Young. I think Cameron's in.
Absolutely. 100%.
He won. He's playing well again this week. I think Cam's in there. Now,
yep,
I look at McNealy, Novak, and Harmon. If you can only have one of those players, which one are you taking?
Out of McNealy, Novak, and Harmon.
Yeah, let's just say he's going to take one more out of the last, you know, four spots, not including himself. So if Keegan's out of the mix, then the last three spots would be McNealy, Novak, and Harmon. If you're just looking at chalk. So we skipped ahead of them right now. Cam Young very well may, by the end of this week, be up there inside what would be 13 or 12, right? If we're taking Keegan out, it'd be in the top 12.
Correct.
So let's just say he's inside the chalk line. But if you were to say right now, Cam's out, we're taking Cam, plus he's a New Yorker, we love that. So now out of those three, McNealy, Novak, or Harmon, or none? So again, I'll give you a refresher.
Okay.
Novak,
okay.
Wait.
Okay.
Novak,
I'm not taking any of those guys.
None of them.
None of them.
All right.
No, I'm not going to take any of those guys, and I'm going to take Patrick Cantlay at 15. Behind Cameron Young.
Okay. And then they'll lose you with one more.
And then I'm going to take Chris Goddard up at 21.
Okay. That's I don't disagree with that. You pass over Lucius that won the U.S. Open there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not the same Lucius he was
back then. The only other person that I would possibly take is
Batia?
Sam Burns, but he's not playing well enough. And I don't know that he pairs that well with Scotty Scheffler the way he's playing right now.
Novak is a good pick.
Yes, he is.
You know, but
so is McNealy from that standpoint.
Yeah, Maverick McNealy. I just don't know if he's done quite enough.
Yeah.
You know, Novak, he hasn't had a top 10 since April. Drives it well. He's a good putter. I think you're right. I think you got to go with Goddard up. We already talked about that. He's only been a pro for 3 years. He already has two wins. He's red hot. He's seventh in strokes gained off the tee and fourth in greens in regulation. That's Ryder Cup success. So
well, think about the way he won the Scottish Open.
Yeah,
he won head in the final against group against Rory McIlroy head to head, and he beat him. He beat him and ended up winning the golf tournament by two shots. And then gets in the British Open and finishes top five. He finished fourth at the British Open the next week when he could have been on a big letdown, and he just kept it going. I like the way he plays. I like that he hits the ball as far as he does. Like you said, he putts well. His approach to the green is great. He's a guy that's got to be on the team.
Okay, but he is still just a young player.
He is,
and absolutely. He only just burst onto the scene because he had two really good weeks.
Yep.
Now I get statistically, as I pointed out, he's been good this year.
Hot hand.
He's a hot hand, but man, talk about the enormity of the moment.
Yep.
You taking Tommy Fleetwood, who's never won on the PGA Tour, or Chris Goddard up in the heat of the Ryder Cup moment. Which one are you taking? Right. So my point is, I get it that the heat of the moment was too much for Fleetwood to get his first PGA Tour win, but is it the Ryder Cup moment going to be too big for a guy like Goddard, even though he has a PGA Tour win, but this is his first Ryder Cup? You see what I mean? So you could pass up on guys.
You have to break in there at some point.
I get it, but at some point you could turn around and say, you know, maybe I ought to go with some veterans here, and I'm going to grab Spieth, and I'm going to grab Cantlay, and I'm going to just shock the world and bring Brooks Koepka. Because we want his swagger. Now, I don't think you're going to do that.
No.
Because he only has two top tens on LIV, and he's missed the cut in three of the four major championships.
Yeah.
But
you're not going to do that.
You don't think, I guess I don't know. If you were, so if you're going to shock everybody, it wouldn't be Brooks, it would be Patrick Reed, because he has five top tens, including a win on LIV, and finished third at the Masters.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen either.
Probably not. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yep. You have to consider some of that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tough. I don't love it. I feel like there's times when we've been pretty stacked 1 to 12. I feel like we've got some gaps. And I think Team Europe looks really strong right now.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a dogfight. I mean, you're going to have the 15th man. There's no question. I guess it'd be 13th man, wouldn't it?
13th, like 12 man, yes.
15th club. That's where I went with that one. But you're going to have the 13th man there with the New York crowds. But, oh, my. You're going to have to get after. These guys are in form and playing well. You have the number one player in the world.
They have been all year.
Yeah. You have the number one player in the world. But how many years did we have the number one player in the world in Tiger Woods, and we weren't able to get it done?
Yeah, but you know what? I think – How do I say this? You know, you could look at guys like Jack and Tiger, okay? Jack and Tiger had a decent Ryder Cup record at number one in the world, but they were used to playing by themselves, okay?
I don't even like this conversation.
I know, it's hard.
You're making
excuses
for him. No, you're making excuses for him. He sucked in the Ryder Cup. I don't think it diminishes what Tiger did in his regular record,
but
he sucked
at
the Ryder Cup. There's no spin in it. I don't care if he's used to playing alone or not.
Right.
He figured out a way to win with Steve Stricker in the President's Cup. So it's got to be something else, right? And I think his singles record is pretty good, but that also promotes your argument. Okay. Your dad won 51 times by himself, by the way, and he still was the leading points earner.
Yes, he was.
In Ryder Cup history.
He was.
So I don't know. Regardless of what it is, it's the biggest mystery that I'll never be able to figure out is how Tiger, Phil, Furyk.
Think about Furyk.
Those are the main three. Like how a team featuring those three, probably throw David Duvall in there, and you could probably throw, who's the other one that I'm missing? There's one other name that I'm failing on that. But you put those guys and say, how did they have such a terrible Ryder Cup record?
Correct.
Yeah, that's a head scratcher. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, it is.
All right,
it's crazy.
I've been teasing this for an hour now, so let's hit it, Bob. We only got about 3 minutes left for hour number one is complete. Cathedrals of the Game, U.S. Amateur being played this week at Olympic Club. USGA always talking about it matters where you win your championship, and they want to play theirs at the Cathedrals of the Game, which I have Olympic Club in my top 10 as Cathedrals in the Game, which I know you do because your father won there at the 1966 U.S. Open. Give me your quick top five Cathedrals of the Game. Again, this doesn't mean a definitive list of what are the best golf courses in America or the world for that matter, but what in your mind best championship venues when you think cathedrals and championship venues, give me your top five.
Okay, so I went just mainly on my importance and what we've been able to do together on the show and where we've been. Augusta National, Wingfoot, Olympic Club, Pebble Beach, and Shinnecock Hills.
Love it. I went in a little different order, but almost got the same one. I went Augusta National, Shinnecock, Pebble Beach, Wingfoot, and the Old Course. That was my top five.
See, I wasn't thinking outside the United States. I was only thinking inside the United States.
Well, it's championship venues.
Yeah, it is. It is. And think about it. You know, everybody wants to win an Open Championship, but to win an Open Championship at the Old Course has to be on the top of the list of every player in the world.
Rory's going to have nightmares about the 150th for the rest of his life.
Think about that and have it being the 150th.
Yeah. I mean, his opportunity there was that for. Okay, so we both put Augusta National first. My thought on it is, and I'm sure it's the same as yours, obviously it gets played every single year. Obviously it's one of the most beautiful golf courses in all the
tradition.
World. Yes. But it produces the drama. Yes. The recipe is there every year for great finishes.
100%.
You don't have 100%. To just be hard. I didn't put Oakmont in there. I'm just going to, spoiler alert, I didn't put Oakmont in my top 10.
No,
and I know that it is a cathedral, and I understand that there's been some great champions there, but I just, it's muddy, it's hard, it's tough, and I don't mean just muddy because of the rain. I'm just talking about you just get dirty there, and I know that's what USGA likes, and there's a lot of people love that, but I like a little bit cleaner look there. That's why I got Augusta, and then I think Shinnecock is just, I mean, it's tough to beat. Pebble Beach on the other coast, Wingfoot, the Old Course. Okay, bottom five. What do you got here for your bottom five?
Bottom five, I have, let me see. Oakmont, Pinehurst number two, Oakland Hills, and Riviera.
Okay, I think that was four, but I'll let it slide. I went Carnoustie.
Then if I need to put another one, I'll do Cypress Point.
Yeah, I'd love to go Cypress. I just don't really see, other than we do have Walker Cup coming. Yep. And I know we got the greatest game, the day of the game of golf the changed match. Forever. Yeah, the match. Thank you. But, okay, I got Carnoustie, Olympic Club, Brookline, Baltusrol, and Riviera. And I'll tell you about those why, and we can get into more in hour number two, the back nine, which is coming up next, featuring
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.